having trouble sleeping? Well, organizing your room might help. So wake up! We have Tracy Pay in the house, also known as Miss Organized. Welcome to Mom's Town 365. I'm Mary Goulet. Hello, Tracy Pay.
Hello, Mary Goulet.
Okay, so what do you mean by organizing your room, your bed, your bedding can help you get more sleep?
Mm-hmm. The easiest way to think about it is this. It's the energy that's in the room. If the energy isn't conducive with sleep energy, you're probably going to have problems sleeping. So things like clutter in your room could cause you to feel anxiety when you walk into your bedroom. And then that's not going to put you into a state of mind that feels relaxing, like you can sleep. Having a workspace in your bedroom could create the same thing. It could be the go to bed at night and like that's the last thing that you're thinking about. And then you wake up in the morning and it's the first thing you think about, first thing you see.
So I have a workspace in my room that I love. Mm-hmm. I have a favorite chair. I've got a wonderful throw on it. And I see
I'm telling ocean. The feng shui police. I'm telling them right now.
Yeah, right? I'm breaking the rules.
You are breaking the rules.
But I don't feel, it's not where I pay my bills. It's where I create.
Okay.
So that feels good to me. And my room, like rooms for me evoke a mood.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
And I had way too many books in my bedroom. So that's when I mentioned I purged a ton of books. Mm-hmm. Because I would walk past and go, I'm never going to read that book that someone gave me.
And that creates an energy.
And it was weird. Mm-hmm. So I purged them all.
Good.
And then I have my one section is just my Catholic spiritual books. Mm-hmm. And that feels awesome to me.
And that's what it's about. You know, the way that I tell people to approach feng shui, because feng shui can drive you nuts. You know, you start reading all the books and all the advice and just don't do this and don't do that. It can make you feel nuts, right? And worried, you know, like, oh God, am I doing this wrong? But to me, I approach it with how it makes you feel. So I don't care what the book says. If like you're saying, you're not supposed to have your, you know, workspace in your bedroom is not ideal. But if you love it, then that creates an energy.
Yeah,
that's a positive energy.
I don't look at it as a workspace. It's where I knit also and maybe binge on Netflix.
When do you have the time to knit?
I know. Well, sometimes you can't really multitask that much when you're watching Netflix unless you're cleaning, mm-hmm. You know, because you can just have the headphones
that's
in.
That's true. I'm going to take up knitting. That's a good point.
So I kind of went, I'm channeling my grandma and my mom. So this past week, I went and restocked some yarn. Mm-hmm. I ordered on Amazon all these knitting needles and crocheting needles
Wow. And
books.
You got a nice weekend coming up for you.
I know.
A glass of wine and some knitting.
Totally. So I'm like, okay, I have patterns that I can knit and crochet. If I get bored with one or the other, I have cross-stitching that I can do.
Perfect.
Three little things I can do.
Wow.
Because I'm kind of antsy when I'm just watching a show. I can't just sit there and watch a show. Mm. You know, I got to do something.
Yeah, no, but that's perfect.
But if I'm writing or looking
but
at
here's
my computer,
the trick, though, is if you're doing that knitting, you're saying in this creative space in your bedroom,
yeah.
That's where you're doing. Okay, so again, it's the same thing. Like, hey, it seems obviously like it's not something that's bringing you bad juju. You know, it's you're feeling good about it. But the other thing you have to consider is that if you have a partner in the room with you who sleeps in the room, you also have to consider how they're feeling about it. You got to deal with it, pal. You know, but you know, it's the, but you have to understand that their energy can be put on it too. So it's just, again, it's just making it very simple. So you just have to have the energy in the room to be reflective of the mood that you want to be in, you know? So that's another mistake that people make in their bedrooms. It seems a little odd when you think of relaxation. So you think of like, oh, you want like sea colors, you know, like you're at a spa, right? Just like some, you know, light greens and light blues. And but that is actually so bad for a relationship because you're making it so serene that you nothing's
There's
happening.
There's no fire.
You just want to sleep. Right?
That sounds good to me. You know,
well, if you want that, you know, that's.
I'm really particular about, like, I've seen over the years, you know, you see someone's room and you're like, do you put any thought into what your bed looks like?
Right.
So I'm a freak. I have 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 pillows on my bed.
10 pillows. Well, Don't get me started on the 10 pillows from a feng shui perspective. Well, that's going to have to be another podcast. Oh, I know.
I love the look. I know
it's so glamorous. It's and everything, so but it's nice. Actually it has an energy to it that is basically saying there's no room on this bed for anyone.
That's fine with
okay,
me.
Okay, that's
works for me.
Well, okay, so all right. So
some people like get out of bed in the morning and never revisit until the bedroom, really, mm-hmm. until later that day
right.
or at night.
So it's just a second thought.
For yeah. me, I wake up early in the morning, and I get a cup of coffee. I climb back into bed, and I go through my checking accounts, make any notes on what's been happening. I look at my Simplecast stats, and I used to think, oh, you have to get out of bed and go sit somewhere to work, but I get more done over that cup of coffee.
And that works for you.
That's your jam. Prop up my pillows and I see the ocean again. Mm-hmm. And it's just my cozy
it's
space
your little cozy.
That I give myself permission. It's weird. Permission is something that I don't know if people realize that they don't give themselves permission to live the way they want to live.
That's true.
You know,
that is true.
Like my daughter, she likes her bed pushed up against one wall. And to the sidewall. So she likes it. It's hard for me
it's
to make
it. It's the cozy.
Her,
it's yes. the cozy setup. Kids love that. Kids love that. In fact, you don't want to do that, you know, in an adult bedroom, especially if there are two people in the bed, because talking about feelings, that is one of the things that I see breeds resentment in a relationship is when you have a bed pushed up against the wall.
Really?
Yeah, because the person who has to be the one who climbs over the other person,
oh, yeah.
whether they realize it or not, there's this subconscious resentment. You want to know another thing I see in a bedroom that's so weird that it plays out every single time? When when you have nightstands
yeah.
and one is taller than the other,
really?
The taller one, whoever has the taller one, is the more controlling person in the relationship. Crazy. I know. When I first saw that, and I was just like, it kind of like registered with like, you know, that's interesting. And then I was like, let me see if I can test this out. And sure enough, I'd go in other people's homes and it, for some reason, that's what it, and part of that is because it's also creating an imbalance, right? So that's why in your bedroom, you want to have things balanced. You want to have two nightstands. You want to have two lamps.
Right.
You know, you want everything to just be balanced, because then that's going to create an energy that's going to set a mood in your bedroom. So, I know we're going to be running out of time pretty soon, but I want to address sleep in kids' bedrooms. Okay. Because one of the things that I see parents do quite a bit is they have their toys, their kids' toys, in their kids' bedrooms. I would highly recommend, if you have another space where you could put those toys, to get them out. The only things I recommend in a kid's bedroom are their books, their stuffed animals, for the girls if they're playing, you know, the Barbies, for the boys if they're playing the Legos.
Okay.
Books, dress up clothes. I don't know if I've already said that.
No.
But otherwise than that.
Why would you let Legos be in the boys' room?
Because Legos seems to be for the boys. I mean, some girls play with it too, but Legos and Barbies, they both seem to be those kinds of play activities that are very like, I just want to be by myself and
yes.
focus.
Got it.
So that's the same thing. It goes to the same thing for like workspaces, right? I always think that people should have two workspaces. You have four, which is like fantastic if, you know, because there's different parts of the house that you want to go to. So you have right. it set up. That way. That's fantastic. But at least have two workspaces in your home where you have one space where you could do like the fast tasks. And that's typically the kitchen where you could stand yes. at your kitchen counter. You could like, answer an email. You could, you know, help your kid out, whatever, with their homework. But then you also have some other space where you could sit and focus. And kids need the exact same thing. Hmm. A lot of times they want to be like their toys. They want to be where the hubbub of the house is,
yeah,
which like is usually the living room.
In a basket.
So here's the thing though, is that if your toy room is separate from the area where they actually play with their toys, you're going to wind up with a cluttered mess every time. Cluttered right. mess every time.
And it's so interesting because...
And their toys keep their minds active.
Right.
So that's not good for sleep.
Well, and when my kids, they've never had a TV in their room.
Oh, good for you.
I never allowed them to have
good
a TV.
Good for you.
And they don't want one.
Good. You did it right, Mom.
That's one thing.
You did
I
it
did.
Right.
That's about it.
They're not going right to wind there. Up as serial killers because of that. Good job.
All right, Tracy Paye, Miss Organized. Where can people find you?
MissOrganized.com. MissOrganized.com.
Awesome. All right, you've been listening to Mom's Town 365. check out our website, momstown365.com, for great episodes.